Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, I still love you, even though you're my enemies. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Family Devotional Reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's magnificent book and work, a devotional book titled Morning and Evening. This is the podcast, and this is episode number 401. And I did not mention this yesterday, but the editor, producer of this podcast, Daniqua Grace White, my daughter, has done a wonderful job making sure that this podcast goes forth every day. And for years, she shared this magnificent work with our Gospelite ministry, evangelistic ministry, and church family around the world. And it was one of the most popular items that our worldwide church family would read. And so we started to do this podcast, and it's one of the most popular podcasts. And I thank the Lord for Charles Haddon Spurgeon. We thank the Lord most of all for his word. And I thank the Lord for my daughter, Daniqua Grace White, choosing this for our Gospel Light Evangelistic Ministry, Gospel Light Society Evangelistic Ministry, Gospel Light House of Church, family worldwide, Gospel and House of Prayer Church worldwide, to read for many years before we did this podcast. And now there's a new audience that has from that. And we give God the glory, praise, and honor for the Prince of Preachers, the man that God gave the mother load of anointing and unction and wisdom to produce so much, to be a blessing to the church, not only in the past, but in the present. He being dead, yet speaketh. And we give God the glory, praise, and honor for all of it. Our scripture passage for today is Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 24. And it reads, "And he said, Behold, the Lord our God hath showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God doeth talk with man, and he liveth." And by the way, I bring all of that up, what I said before I read the scripture, because yesterday we hit the 400th podcast, which is no small feat in this world full of devils and demons who fight against stuff like this. So we give God all of the glory, the praise, and honor for doing this through such wretched people as we are. Dr. Spurgeon goes on to share from this passage, "God's great design in all his works is the manifestation of his own glory." Amen. "Any aim less than this were unworthy of himself. But how shall the glory of God be manifested to such fallen creatures as we are? Man's eye is not single, He has ever a side glance towards his own honor, his own pride, his own sin, sad to say, and I'm adding a few things, has too high an estimate of his own powers, and so is not qualified to behold the glory of the Lord. It is clear, then, that self must stand out of the way, that there may be room for God to be exalted. And this is the reason why he bringeth his people oftentimes into straits and difficulties and tribulations, that being made conscious of or conscious of their own folly and weakness, they may be fitted to behold the majesty of God when he comes forth to work their deliverance. He whose life is one even and smooth path will see but little of the glory of the Lord, for he has few occasions of self-emptying, and hence but little fitness for being filled with the revelation of God. They who navigate little streams and shallow creeks know but little of the God of tempests, but they who do business in great waters, these see his wonders in the deep, among the huge Atlantic waves of bereavement, my God, help us, of poverty, go ahead, Spurgeon, of temptation and reproach. We learn the power of God Almighty, Jehovah, because we feel the littleness of man. Thank God, then, dear friend, if you have been led by a rough road, it is this which has given you your experience of God's greatness and loving kindness, and thus that deep desire to give him all of the glory, the praise, and the honor. And I'm adding that part. Your troubles have enriched you with a wealth of knowledge to be gained by no other means. Riding those monstrous waves of the Atlantic to bring back up Dr. Spurgeon's illustration. Your trials have been the cleft of the rock in which God Jehovah has set you, as he did his servant Moses, that you might behold his glory as it passed by. My God, help us. Praise God that you have not been left to the darkness and ignorance which continued prosperity, go ahead, Spurgeon, continued prosperity might have involved, but that in the great fight of affliction, you have been capacitated for the outshinings of his glory in his wonderful dealings with you. Go ahead, Spurgeon. Oh. What anointing, what unction, what power, he being dead yet speaketh. My. That's good stuff. That ought to help you run a little bit further. God bless you. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you so much for your holy word. And Lord, we thank you for the Babe Ruth, the Hank Aaron of preachers, the Prince of Preachers, your servant, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Lord, what a blessed and anointed, wonderful, magnificent devotional based upon your holy word that most of us, Lord, would have never come with. So, Lord, I pray that you will help us never to forget this and help us to always remember it. Help us to meditate on it. Help us to live by it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior as he did, here's how you can be saved from the hell to come and walk with the Lord morning and evening in this life until you go to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty. There is a punishment for sin always. The Holy Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now. If you have never trusted, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you have never received his free gift of salvation, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Why? Because he loves us and he wants to save us from that awful place so that we can go to heaven when we die. Jesus Christ said in one sermon in Matthew 18:8, wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, hell is bad news, dear friend, but I have some good news for you. You don't have to go to hell when you die. You can go to heaven. For Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, he suffered, he bled, and he died for your sins and for mine and for everybody in the world. He was buried and he rose from the dead by the power of God for you so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you want to trust Christ as your Savior today so that you can avoid going to hell and go to heaven when you die. Pray this simple prayer with me called the Sinner's Prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins with your help. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I do believe with all of my heart on the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life. Lord Jesus, for it is in your name I pray. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you. Real good is my prayer.